Well, obviously, very fraught times. Where are you now with your quarterback since the apology on Instagram?
Well, I think, you know, that has been something that's just gone on, you know, kind of too long, and it has really kind of derailed away from the conversation. You know, it's much more things that are high up on my priority list than that. You know, and that's, you know, bringing an end to these racial structures that are going on, you know, in our country, you know, putting an end to police brutality, you know, doing things to uplift and change the condition of the black community. You know, that's what my heart and my passion is. You know, that's a situation where, you know, he made a statement and he came back and in a sense has tried to say and show, you know, that he's on the side of, you know, uplifting the black community, which is all you can ask. And so, you know, it's all about actions now, you know, for him, for everybody who's making, you know, these verbal commitments on helping the black community. You know, it's been going on for hundreds of years, and now it's time for a change, and words aren't going to do it. It's going to be the action.
Yeah, I actually think that there's a parallel to be made with Drew Brees and Rudy Gobert, where at the very beginning of COVID, Rudy Gobert became someone that we all looked at and said, oh, wow, this is a mistake that he made, that he took something lightly. But what ended up happening was it became a big message to a lot of people that, hey, we need to take this seriously. And I think that with Drew Brees, my positive spin on it is that, well, because of what he said and the reaction to it, that it has probably forced a lot of people to reevaluate their stance on this and to understand that, yes, this is not that kneeling was never about the flag, and that people who try and make it about the flag are misconstruing and leading you away from what is the most important parts of the argument. But you said it, that this is now about action, right? That it's great to hear people speak out. It's great to see people it's great to see people try and use some enthusiasm to help make a better and more equal world. But what are you expecting to see from Drew? And most specifically, it seems as though guys are going to be protesting together. Has he been asked by you guys as to whether he will now take a knee moving forward?
Well, that's the thing. You know, everybody wants to talk about kneeling. You know, that's what we messed up in 2017. And that's what Drew even said. He's like, we made this mistake before. We need to focus on the issues. And I think that he has it right more than a lot of people now. Like, we still up here talking about kneeling. Every question, every interview is about, are the players going to kneel or they not going to kneel? We don't even know if we have in the season. You know, like, we were talking about what can happen when there's people out protesting in the street. Kneeling is a form of protesting. But what are we protesting about? We're protesting bringing an end to racial injustice in our country, to police brutality in our country, mainly against the black community, helping uplift the black community and doing things as such. And we keep talking about, are players going to kneel or not? Like, that's just distracting away from the conversation. And so, like, we all playing a part in that. Everybody who answers questions, everybody who asks questions about kneeling, we're making it a kneeling issue versus a racial issue, making it a versus a police brutality issue. Are we going to address the conversation? Are we going to address how do we fix ending racial structures in our country? Are we going to address how we end police brutality in our country? And every time we talk about something else, we're taking away from the conversation. And so we're all playing a part. We all played a part in 2017, and that's why we have George Floyd today. And we're about to make our same mistake again, and everybody's going to be held accountable.
So what do you want to see then? What do you want to see in terms of action from the outside of players protesting and outside of players being active in their communities right now? What is the next step for, yeah, you and your peers and for us in the media?
Yeah, it's not. That's it. It's not just players. Yeah, we are influencers, and players are protesting, and people are protesting. But first, you know, let's start with justice for George. You know, like, we got to get justice for George. And what is justice for George? We can't bring real justice to those families, because justice will be bringing those people back, and we can't bring those people back. But we can honor those families. How can we honor those families? We can convict all those that were responsible for his murder. You know, we can start there. That'll go a long way. Then, you know, changing how we police in America, you know, and empowering good cops, you know, to help weed out the bad cops. We have to eliminate the bad apples. We can't allow bad apples to be in the police department because it's costing people's lives. So changing the way that we police, and also, you know, bringing an end to all other racial injustice systems that allow to hold, you know, that allow to hold black people down and what is oppressed black people for, you know, hundreds of years. That knee that was on George Floyd's neck has been on black people for hundreds of years. And so how do we remove those? They're there in the criminal justice system. They're there in education. They're there in policing. Like, all these different it's there in the economy. It's there in so many different places, and we have to address these issues. But we're doing the right thing because we're having a conversation. But the thing is, first, don't get off the conversation. Let's stay right here until we fix it. And then we can talk about the solutions. You know, there are many solutions out there.
Yeah, and you're helping a bunch, obviously. Demario Davis joins us right now, and he's donating proceeds from his Man of God mass sales to the families of George Floyd and Ahmaud Arbery, and you can go to 56manofgod.com to check those out. What about the league? What about the NFL? What about the statements from Roger Goodell? Are you convinced that the NFL is on your side now?
Well, I think the league has been moving towards trying to have the right action for a long time, going back to 2017, their responses, you know, being in trying to partner with players and help players and become more aware of social justice. But it's so much action that's needed, even more action on behalf of the league. And they've gone as far as, you know, to say what they're going to commit to. And it's action that's needed, you know, from the league on a global scale. You know, you have to show it. You want to show that you're putting an end to racism. Well, be the model. You know, don't say how much money can you give. Be the model for it. You know, it's like the league is 70% black players. Well, in my opinion, you know, there needs to be a minimum of black head coaches and black GMs and black owners at the same time. And if you look at that, you know, if we had 20% head coaches, 20% GMs, 20% ownership at all times, black ownership, what would that look like? You know, and so, you know, if at least six black owners, six black GMs, six black head coaches was in place at all times, that's how far, you know, that's just 20%. That's just 20% when it's 70% players. So that shows you how far we are from the mark, you know. So it's all about, you know, taking actions, you know, to get there. So all people can do is control their industry. Where you're going to have the you know, the NFL is going to have the biggest impact is controlling its own industry, you know. And so, you know, with a league dominated from players that come from these, you know, black communities, they have a responsibility to be an example to put to the rest of the country of what that's supposed to look like.
Yeah, the black head coaches thing continues to be confounding, and we keep going through these same cycles of black head coaches get overlooked, they get passed over, and less qualified white head coaches get hired. And we also see a lot of nepotism in the NFL, where you just see the sons of coaches who are hired, and it propagates a cycle. But this came up again just pretty recently with Eric Bieniemy, because he ends up getting passed over, and guys like Joe Judge specifically, not to just, you know, make it all about one person, but he was the name that a lot of people pointed to and said, okay, well, you were a special teams coordinator. How are you being taken over a guy that was the offensive coordinator for one of the best offenses in NFL history? But where does that begin? Because the Rooney Rule was put in place, and it's largely been, I don't want to say ineffective, because some coaches have been given opportunities to interview, but it has not turned into real progressive change. So what are the conversations like around, yeah, NFL circles as to ways to make this better?
Well, I mean, it's to do it. It's the action. You know, it's not a hard conversation. It's to hire them. You know, there are more than enough qualified head coaches. There are enough. They're more than enough. Enough qualified GMs, it's to hire them, you know. And so, you know, and that has to be reflected in ownership. But ownership also has to be reflected too. You know, where are the black owners? You know, and so economy isn't going to be produced in a community unless they are producers, not consumers, or not just employees. Even at the head coaching level, that's still employee. That's not necessarily the management level. General managing, that's the management level. Then team owner is the ownership level. So, you know, you got to have it on all across the board. You know, it can't be no biases anywhere. And so if we're going to talk about eradicating racial structures that exist in our country, and our industry is going to talk about doing that, you know, or saying it wants to uplift the black community, well, that's the way to do it within the industry, you know. And there's a lot of other ways to do it also, but that's where it begins. So if you're gonna preach a message, you want to be the example first. You always want to practice what you preach.
Yeah, and this, so many of our conversations have been around, okay, partnerships, allyships, and who is going to be contributing what. And yes, it's very clear that the NFL is not only going to have to change some of its business practices, that it's going to have to, yeah, impose a lot more action, whether it comes to where they sink dollars and what causes they sink money into, and what type of initiatives and what type of steps they take in order to make sure that there is more diversity beyond the playing field. And I think that fans, for the most part, I believe, want to see these changes. Like, you're seeing a lot of, especially young people out in the streets right now. You see a lot of people protesting. You see a lot of people just cheering online. Where do you think that fans can best apply their pressure to help make these changes?
Keep being a voice, keep speaking up, and, you know, support the black community. The voices in the street is why everybody's asking these questions now, and like, what can they do? And all these organizations are committing to doing it. You know, not necessarily because they want to change, but when the fans and the people speak, you force the change, you know. And so just keep speaking up. Keep letting your voice be heard. You know, you can ask, you can, the thing, like, hiring process, that's going to take time. You know, it's not like they're going to be able to hire all these coaches or GMs and get these owners next season. That's going to take time. But the thing that can happen right away is, you know, you can demand the NFL to support black businesses. You know, it could be black-owned concession stands. It could be black-owned services that can the field. It could be, you know, black-owned services that supply equipment and stuff like that. So it's a lot of little businesses on the side that, you know, that the NFL could start supporting, like, right now. And the fans, if they want to do that, they can demand the NFL do that. Like, you know, show me the receipt. Show me what businesses you're working with. You know, and so make sure that they're supporting black-owned business.
You can read DeMario Davis's new book, which chronicles his life story from being arrested to finding his faith, making it to the NFL. You can get it wherever books are sold. It's called The Unsuccessful Champion, Finding True Victory in the Midst of Adversity. DeMario, this was really insightful. Thanks for doing this.
Hey, thanks for having me on. You guys be blessed.